We have probably heard the news about a 13-year-old child who swam in the sea for as far as 4 kilometers. He kayaked for 2 kilometers and then swam another 2 kilometers without a life jacket. This was because the mother had taken the family kayaking at Geographe Bay in the southern part of Western Australia last Friday on January the 30th. But as we know, the waves and wind in the sea are unpredictable. Sometimes the sea looks calm, and not long after, waves can come. There can be small waves or very large waves, and so we can see the sea is very uncertain. The mother, together with her 3 children, went for a picnic and went kayaking. It turned out they encountered strong winds and waves that pushed the kayak away from the shore. At that moment, the mother realized that if this continued, none of them would survive, because no one knew that the 4 of them were stranded in the middle of the sea. The kayak they were using also began to have problems. The mother then told her 13-year-old son to get onto the kayak and head towards the shore, to go to find help and inform people, and to make a phone call to those who would come to rescue them. This is an important heroic act, and the bravery of this boy has been praised around the world. When this boy received inspiration from his mother and from his love, he was determined to paddle and swim to the shore to bring back help for his mother and his 2 younger siblings. He had probably learned how to swim, learned how to help himself in times of emergency. But that training was only for himself and not for a situation as difficult as this. Why is that? Because at that moment, his 47-year-old mother, his 12-year-old brother, and his 8-year-old sister were clinging to a paddleboard in the middle of the sea. He had to devote all of his effort and determination. After paddling for only 2 kilometers, the kayak encountered waves and winds, and eventually it capsized. This was the life or death moment. The boy at this age made a sacrifice, thinking that if he swam with the life jacket, he probably wouldn't make it because it would be too slow, so he took off the life jacket. Just imagine that at that time, he didn't even know how many kilometers it was to the shore, or whether he could reach the shore or not. He did not know. But with a resolute mind, he removed the life jacket and tried to swim towards the shore. But just think about it. At that time, it was getting dark, and there were dangers such as sharks and many other hazards. If this boy had anxiety or fear, the fear of danger, or being worried that he might not reach the shore, this would have weakened his morale. Once morale is weakened, the chance of reaching the shore becomes smaller. But he was also intelligent, mindful, and knowing what should be done at that moment. At that time, he paddled, and when he could no longer paddle, he had to swim. Swimming with a life jacket was not possible, so he had to remove it. He could not allow fear to arise like that. So he had to change his mental state. He changed his mood from fear to thinking of something joyful in order to have the encouragement to keep swimming until he reached the shore. We may have heard before about love. There's love mixed with concern and responsibility. Love that is sometimes mixed with delusion. Love with delusion means loving oneself too much. When one doesn't get what one loves, one may try to destroy that thing, or even destroy oneself as well, because it's a kind of love led by delusion in the heart. Or there's a love that gradually arises in the heart little by little, and eventually our heart can fall into that love as well. But looking at this boy, did he have love? He had a great deal of love, and it was also true love. He didn't lose out to fear. We may have heard the saying, true love loses out to someone physically closer. But in this case, true love did not lose to fear at all. Sharks, death, they were not in his mind. This child was intelligent, not ordinary. He changed his mood into joy and tried to swim across this body of water, which is harder to swim than normal river water. In the sea there is coldness and darkness as well, but he had endurance, because I must reach the shore. My mother and my siblings, three lives, are waiting in the sea. This is love for his mother and siblings within the family. And so he tried to swim, and in the end he succeeded. Upon reaching the shore, he wanted to lie down, wanted to faint, but he could not faint yet. He still had to run another 2 kilometers to get a phone and then notify the emergency center, the police in Western Australia, and report the whole situation. At that time, it was already 6 p.m. on Friday. Then a search operation began, and it was found that his mother, younger brother, and younger sister had drifted about 14 kilometers away from the shore. Fortunately, everyone had life jackets and were holding onto the board, as described earlier, and that helped them survive. If they didn't have life jackets, everyone would probably have died, with nothing to keep them afloat. Now let us imagine this situation. One family, a mother with 3 children, went into the sea happily, not knowing that death was so close. A storm wind blew in with the force of past karma and blew them away. The paddleboard drifted far out to sea, and they managed to hold on to it, drifting as far as 4 kilometers. Darkness came, the water was cold, and importantly, sharks are common in Australia. But the mother was quick-witted. If we stay like this, we will all die. This is a mother's love and concern for her 3 children. But this son probably had the most strength, so she sent this strongest son, go on, swim back to shore. This was a decision that was extremely heart-wrenching for the mother, not knowing whether her child would make it or not. But the mother's power of conviction in her child, believing that he must be able to do it, gave her the courage to let him go instead of floating there together. The child must face many dangers, but he must survive for the sake of everyone. This is the child's love, and an effort beyond what is ordinary for a human being. This effort is an important quality. This little Australian boy took on the great mission and tried to paddle the kayak, capsizing again and again. He decided to abandon the kayak and remove the life jacket, jump into the water and swim to reach the shore amidst the strong waves and wind. And yet he was able to swim. But he also had to manage his strength. If he only swam continuously, his energy would run out. He swam freestyle at times, backstroke at times, and breaststroke at times. He adjusted his effort, conserving energy. When he had strength, he swam fully. When he was tired, he floated and did backstroke. He alternated like this. This required wisdom. It depended on training, education, and being able to apply it when truly needed in a real situation, which allowed him to get through it. So what can we learn from this? We learn about endurance, about a determined mind. The mind is chief, the mind is the leader. Normally, he probably would not have been able to swim this far, but the situation forced him to. The mother waited together with the siblings. If he did not survive, everyone would die. Therefore, he had to persevere. So this is perseverance as well. Effort together with mindfulness and wisdom helped him save his mother and siblings. But in his heart, he also had to comfort himself, thinking of joyful things so as to not let fear take over. This is mindfulness, a higher level of concentration arising from perseverance. And because he also had a great sense of responsibility, in the end he was able to succeed. Therefore, we come to reflect that on Valentine's Day, the day of love, do we think of those we love or those who love us? And then we look back. Our parents are the ones who love us. Have we ever given anything to them on this day of love? This leads us to think that the new generation of children may not think like this, thinking only about themselves. But if we reflect back, we should think of our father, our mother, our siblings who have given love to us, and we should recall their kindness. And then we study more deeply about when we have these emotions of greed, anger, and delusion. This boy, Austin, he had fear as well, right? But he was intelligent and changed his mental state. Do you see? It's like meditation practice, changing the mental state or object from fear, from darkness, from the cold sea water, from sharks, into a joyful and enjoyable state instead. In times of danger, this point is important. Just like when we change our mental state or object, we change it into a meditation object. When we practice, we change it into a meditation object. Sometimes we have anger, as is normal for everyone. We change it into metta, loving-kindness meditation, looking at things in a positive way. Sometimes we have greed, then we reflect on it, being mindful and keeping aware and not following such emotions. Changing the object of the mind when it is in turmoil helps prevent stress and does not drain our physical or mental energy. Because when the mind is focused on the task, we can succeed and can assess what should be done. Now water is entering the kayak. The kayak is broken. If I keep paddling, it will not work, so I have to abandon the kayak. Now I must remove the life jacket. I must swim. I must swim freestyle at times, backstroke at times, breaststroke at times, alternating, allowing the body to alternate between effort and rest. It is like in Dhamma practice. If we are overly intense all the time, rushing only to reach the goal, wanting to see and know the Dhamma immediately, it will not work. We must alternate, having periods of easing and intensifying in meditation practice. When doing this, the mind gains confidence and can let go. It has letting go imbued in its actions. In the end, he was able to reach the shore. The mind was anchored by love and a high sense of responsibility, and in the end he succeeded. This accords with the principle of the four bases of success: Chanda, Viriya, Citta, Vimamsa. There is effort, satisfaction, determination, diligence, and focusing the mind on the task at hand. And by using mindfulness and wisdom, then any task can be accomplished, just like Austin. But we can see that Austin had love for his mother and siblings, which can be considered as a little bodhisattva. Then we reflect on the Buddha and see that every life, every mind is like a child of his. They are drowning in the water, drifting far out at sea, extremely far away, but the Buddha must go to help them. They are floating in the middle of the sea, and the Buddha must swim across to the other shore. He must do it through perseverance, not just in one lifetime, but through countless lifetimes, building up spiritual perfections to its fullness in order to rescue beings and carry them out of the cycle of samsara, the cycle of birth and death. This is the great compassion of the Buddha, vast and immeasurable, unequaled, having love for all living beings. When we think of the boy Austin as a little bodhisattva, we also think of the great bodhisattva, the Buddha, who sacrificed for us. And as we come to the day of love, we recall those who have loved for us, the Buddha, our father, our mother, and our benefactors. We remember them and pay homage to them through our practice and meditation. In the end, we will have wholesome minds filled with the qualities of loving kindness, compassion, sympathetic joy, and equanimity, and there will only be growth and prosperity. May you grow in blessings.